It might not be the biggest protest George has ever seen, but this small band of civil society activists, journalists and NGO workers are determined to get their point across. They've gathered at the entrance of George's parliament to call for the repeal of a controversial new law on party financing. The law restricts any individual or organisation who is directly or indirectly involved with political parties from donating to them, receiving money from them, or receiving or providing any sort of charity, gifts, or service in kind. One of the protest organisers explains what the perceived dangers are.
It actually has a chilling effect on political engagement in Georgia. Now, media outlets, active citizens, NGOs, they might now start to think twice before being active in the political process.
International experts agree. Last week, a UN rapporteur warned that the rules risk creating an uneven political playing field and could threaten what he called Georgia's democratic trajectory. The ruling party, who hurriedly pushed the law through just before the new year, rejects these concerns outright.
I think that for everyone it's clear that party shouldn't be linked, politics shouldn't be linked to the money and shouldn't be corrupted by the big money.
And it's big money that many believe is the real motivation for the new rules. Last autumn, Bidzina Ivanishvili, Georgia's richest man, announced his intention to enter politics and try to oust the government. His allies say that the new regulations are specifically designed to stop him using his billions to finance the opposition.
These amendments were clearly designed against one man and against the coalition which was formed after his decision.
The loose group opposing the new rules calls itself This Matters to You. And with elections just a few months away, you can see why.
This is far from the first time that Georgia's parliament has rushed through controversial legislation, and it's far from the first time that Georgia's civil society groups have rushed to protest it. But the worry here is that the new law will hinder those groups from expressing their protest in the future, and that that could have a seriously chilling effect on Georgia's emerging democracy. William Dunbar, Press TV, Tbilisi, Georgia.